The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Today is Earth Day. And Patrick O'Connor is with me from Extinction Rebellion Ireland. Patrick, you are welcome to the show. There's quite a few different ways we could approach this, but I was interested today. I was reading in the Irish Times the results of this survey and public opinion and kind of climate change action. So no shift in it. Irish people are very concerned about climate change and very supportive of action. And I know we've had Sive O'Neill on the show previously, a campaigner in this space, suggesting that kind of the media discourse or the public discourse isn't matched by the public opinion, that people really are in favour of strong action when it comes to tackling climate change. Yet, flights taken in and out of Ireland increasing, car journeys around this country increasing, meat consumption up, according to the CSO in the last year, by 1 kg per capita. Are we a little two-faced? Are we very quick in Ireland to kind of tick on a box that we're all for climate action, but then we don't actually do anything?
Perhaps. I think we're probably both a little bit kind of confused and bewildered, like the alarm bells have been ringing for a long time and we kind of expected swift action in a certain sense. But at this point, we're kind of just come to ignore the alarm bells and are kind of finding ourselves moving into business as usual. So I suppose in response, I mean, myself, I think we need both personal change, but primarily we need systemic change. Like, I think people give up a little bit on personal change because they think nothing that we do makes a difference. You know, so like in that thing, like in terms of the Canaries, there was 50,000 people there protesting about the impact of kind of flights and tourism there in terms of their water shortage, their inability to find affordable accommodation and the disconnect that, you know, we have when we fly there to just land and have a holiday. And that makes sense. I really want to preface anything I'd say by I'm not here to judge any individual. We all do what we do with the choices available with a plethora of things. And yet, you're right, we're not making the changes we need to make. And I'd say in the face of that apathy, individual changes do make a difference. So, for instance, not flying is one of the biggest things we can do for our carbon footprint. And, you know, moving to a meat-free diet, traveling less, I haven't flown in a number of years. I mean, I'm no model of virtue, but I think at the same time, when we do things like that, it changes our awareness and we become advocates for the change we need to make. But beyond individual change, I would say our most effective thing we can do is campaign for systemic change, because that's actually where you get more bang for the buck.
Well, so give me an example of what you mean by systemic change. If personal change is, as you see it, not flying to the Canaries or, you know, getting on the bicycle or eating less red meat, whatever it happens to be, what's the systemic change you'd like?
Sure. Well, actually, the last one I'd add in the personal change part is actually growing our awareness, staying emotionally connected to what this means in our lives and in our kids' lives, because we then become part of the people steering the ship in the direction we need to. But in terms of systemic change, the piece that comes to mind is the irony that possibly in the next ad break, there could well be ads for hit the ski slopes, you know, cheap flights and so on. So at some level, even the media, which while we're speaking about it, is also driving us off a cliff in that regard. I mean, I would love to see. So, for instance, People Before Profit earlier today are launching a campaign on trying to ban advertising for fossil fuels. This isn't trying to restrict individual freedoms. People can still buy cars. People can still fly. But we shouldn't actually be advertising and promoting these behaviors. People can still choose to do them. But we know advertising works. Otherwise, people wouldn't be putting the amount of money into it that they are. So that would be one small systemic change that actually could be made. And also that would be like something that News Talk, for instance, could choose to do, could actually choose to announce, like make a public service announcement that we'll no longer be accepting money from fossil fuel companies. And like, not only would that stop the drive in that direction, it would also be public awareness, a very necessary public awareness thing that this is the state of climate breakdown we are in. And we actually no longer can be advocating and moving in these directions, that we need to be finding answers and making radical change, which, as you said earlier, we say we want, but we don't do. So when we see people making steps, that kind of inspires us and lets us connect to the reality that, oh, yeah, like, because I'd like to put in context for here, you know, like your last the person who you last on was a doctor. If this was like if we had a doctor and the earth was the patient, we would be in the intensive care at this moment. The vital stats would be the last 10 months, consecutively have each been the hottest on record. The IPCC report, the largest consensus on science, says that if any further delay in concerted global action will miss a brief and rapidly closing window. And that we have a disconnect if we don't know what that means in our lives and our children's lives.
Do you think we don't know, and I know we're kind of straying into the realm of psychology here, but do you think it's that we don't know, or just that it's so huge we can't process it?
There's a mix of everything, isn't there? Like, they sometimes call climate change the wicked problem because it seems like it's in the far future, which it's not. You know, again, that report, which was on RTE and everything today, was saying actually that in the last 20 years, a 30% increase in heat-related mortality. So it is here and now. But there's a sense that it's in the future. It's not our problem. There's also a sense that whatever I do doesn't really make a difference. And as I say, like, if we all do that, but yeah, so I mean, my response to that would be, like, I think when we make personal change, not only does it make the change that's in our power to do, it also makes us advocates and spokespeople for the changes that we need to make. And collectively, that's our way. And it also brings up, like, love for the planet and real care for, you know, like, if you're with someone in intensive care, you really know how precious that relationship is. So when we hold the fragility of life, of the Earth's life support system.
Do you think, Patrick, that, you know, despite all the warnings we've had over all the years, it arguably it had to get to this point for real action to be taken, in the sense that, you know, it was an abstract problem in a lot of people's minds. It was easy to talk about kind of climate change impacting kind of developing countries and kind of wring your hands off it. But, you know, it had to impact us here before the penny dropped.
I know what you mean, that something is needed to penetrate, to actually make it personal. We think it's somebody else. We think it's some poor foreigner in somewhere or another who's going to suffer, not me and my children. And in a certain sense, like we saw from that report earlier, Europe is one of the ones that's heating more rapidly than other places. So if you think about the impact on crop production and on everything like that, but it didn't have to get to this phase. We also have to systemically know that there have been large multinationals sowing seeds of doubt and delay. So it, you know, it sounds sinister, but it's factual, is that massive fossil fuel countries, companies, it's been their job to sow misinformation and delay. So we somehow need to penetrate that. And they will continue to do that with greenwash, like, so we can fly with sustainable aviation fuel. And, you know, fracking isn't so bad in LNG. And we need data centers. And not actually pointing to the level of emergency we're at and go, what's a sense of, like, if this was my child, what would I do? Do you know? You're like, and they had a lung disease. You say, well, let's just fucking take the cigarettes away from them, do you know, and let's actually build their health. And I'd say radical action, but it also coupled with kind of with care, like it needs to be a just transition. We can't just, you know, we need to support those who need the support to actually make the transitions.
Patrick, listen, we appreciate your time. Patrick O'Connor from Extinction Rebellion Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.